On May 17th, Empire Days will take place in the city of Nanaimo on Vancouver Island. It's the 142nd year in a row that Empire Days will be celebrated in Nanaimo, and the fourth year running that a street-level protest against Empire will be waged. I've reached Simon Schachner, an organizer with the Popular Participation Movement, to tell us about his experience organizing against Empire Days. Good morning, Simon. It's good to have you with us.
Morning, Dawn.
So I was hoping we could start off, maybe you could tell us a little bit about how the first protest started against Empire Days and where it's at today.
Okay, well, basically, I didn't grow up in Nanaimo, so I wasn't always aware of Empire Days, but one afternoon, I was sitting in a restaurant downtown, and a young guy, a teenager, came into the restaurant collecting donations for Empire Days. And he's doing it for his mom. And the restaurant owner, you know, let him know that he doesn't support Empire and would never give money to such a thing, and that he should go back and tell his mom that Empire is nothing worth of celebration. And that was sort of the spark for me personally to be, you know, as far as my awareness on it. And after that, we got to talking that, well, we should do something in this Empire Days parade. We can't, you know, silence is acceptance. So let's make some kind of public stunt in the parade. So our first 2 years of action involved street theater right in the parade. The biggest part of Empire Days in Nanaimo is a parade, right? They also do fireworks. So we dressed as slaves of the Empire. This is back 4 years ago now. So we had shirts that all said Slave of the Empire. We were tied together with rope by the neck, and we carried burlap sacks full of what were supposed to be commodities that were exploited by the British Empire all over the world. So we did that, had a great reception from the audience, and there's thousands of people there. And we also had people handing out leaflets explaining why we were doing this. So that was the first year. Second year, we did similar things with costumes and street theater. I was dressed as Gandhi. We had other people. There was a Fidel Castro and Nelson Mandela costume, and we just joined the parade with a banner, United Against Empire. But as it evolved and there's more awareness in the community, we decided to hold our own event right next to the parade in the form of a rally and free concert, which is called United Against Empire, the Rally for Peace, Justice, and Equality. We did that last year, went very well, over 500 people attended, and here we are now in our fourth year of action. We're doing another rally and free concert, and this year we're getting much more media attention. I think as people can see, this is a sustained effort, and it's not only us. The Multicultural Society in Nanaimo has been working on this on a diplomatic level for longer than we have, and it's all kind of, it's making its the combined effect is starting to have an impact. So
Simon,
very good for this year.
I know that you guys went to Nanaimo City Hall yesterday evening. Could you talk a bit about what you folks are doing there?
Yeah, sure. Basically, the various groups and people involved, like the Multicultural Society, ourselves, some First Nations elders, high school students, a fellow who originally comes from El Salvador, we got to know each other over this cause. Well, some we knew just for other social justice work in the community, but some are new relationships united on this cause, and we made the effort to present our case to City Council. We had seven different delegations, seven different speakers to address this issue. And it went over very well. The Empire Day Society people who were scheduled to be there, they were on the agenda, they didn't show up. So I think that's a sign that they feel they really don't have much defense in this era, this time, and that the public pressure is really working on our side now. So as far as the city response, they basically told us it's out of their hands, as the parade and the festivities are organized by a private, not-for-profit society, and that the city no longer provides them with any funding. You know, although some of them understand what we're saying and appreciate our points, but they say we really have to take it to them to have the name changed. So it was, you know, it's not really the source of authority on this.
Mm-hmm. But what, of course, you guys are asking for is more than a name change.
We are. We explicitly say it's a change of name and change of focus because, I mean, if they're still going to be celebrating Empire but under a different name, that's still a problem for us and for many people around the world, really.
Do you know how many
So,
other places in the world celebrate Empire Days?
I believe it's only Nanaimo and Cumberland, BC. We're the anomaly in the world, in the Commonwealth, of course, and Britain had this very same discussion in 1958, and they decided at an official level to change the name to British Commonwealth Days. And then later in 66, they changed it to simply Commonwealth Days. They realized back then that it was no longer politically correct or appropriate to be celebrating empire in an era of independence and democracy development and all this kind of stuff. So,
Very
yeah.
interesting. So, what can people expect to see if they do head to Nanaimo on May 17th this year?
Well, they could see a pretty ridiculous spectacle of Imperial celebrating. But in fairness, some people, I guess, appreciate some of the old vestiges of the British Empire and stuff to do with the Queen. So if you're into that, it is a great place to come to see that. It is a large parade. But if you're interested in the counter event, ours starts up right next to the parade as the parade ends. And it'll be at 1:30 in what's now called Diana Krall Plaza, or sometimes known as Library Plaza, in downtown Nanaimo. We've got some really amazing guest speakers, including some First Nations elders from Nanaimo First Nation here in Nanaimo, people from the Multicultural Society, and as well as a Vancouver-based reggae band, Fred Lox Asher and the Ultraflex Crew. They're going to be playing a free concert at this event. So it's festive. I mean, it's a form of protest what we do, but we always make it upbeat. We're assertive with addressing the issues, but it really is a community building and awareness raising type of thing.
So, do you expect there'll be an Empire Days parade again next year, or do you think this might be the last one?
I'm sure there'll be a parade. Now, I think there's a very good chance the name is going to change as the public pressure builds. As I said, we've been getting a lot of media coverage. There was an editorial today in the Nanaimo Daily News suggesting the name of the change of name is due, and I think it's building. People are starting to see our point, and when they hear that Nanaimo and Cumberland are the only places out of the entire Commonwealth to continue with this name, people really understand what we're saying. You know, it's embarrassing on one hand, and when people think about empire and imperialism, they realize it's quite offensive and quite negative. For most people.
So, Simon, I'm wondering if folks wanted to get more info about the Popular Participation Movement and the work United Against Empire, how could they do that?
I would just Google this. I mean, you'll find the different articles in the papers here. We have an old website. It's PPM Nanaimo. Sorry, what is it? PPMNanaimo.com. But it doesn't have anything up to date, but it does have information on our group, some of our objectives and a bit of stuff from our past events.
Great. Thanks for being with us this morning, Simon. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
I've been speaking with Simon Schachner. He is an organizer with the Popular Participation Movement and planning to protest Empire Days in Nanaimo on May 17th. For the Vancouver Media Cooperative, this is Dawn Paley.